Hi, my name is Richard Covington, and welcome back to Dialysis Diaries.
It's been about four or five months since the last time I did a session here in the podcast world, and as I shared prior to taking my little break, I'd been working on losing weight to hopefully get on the transplant list. I went from 300 pounds to about 240 and was denied my third transplant application. Not just because of the weight, but they say there's something with the veins in my legs, which I had my vascular surgeon take a look at and did a scan. He said he didn't see any reason why that should not be, why that should be an issue. And there was nothing further for him to do. What he suggested that I do is start to look at other hospitals. Which I talked to the social worker at my dialysis unit, and that's what we've started doing. So I have an appointment with the Mayo Clinic. This week, and hopefully I can begin the process for them. If that one doesn't work, I'm going to start to look at Tampa and other hospitals in Florida, and then we'll move to other states when necessary. I come to you with a little bit of trepidation because it is disheartening to lose a tremendous amount of weight and then not be able to move forward in the process. I totally understand if there's something with the veins in my legs that could be tricky. And a cause for concern. However, every doctor that I have says they would, if given the opportunity, based on what they know right now. but I've decided not to let that get me down any longer. And I will work on the Mayo Clinic because Mayo's a big research hospital, so hopefully they'll take a chance on a guy. But we're going to try. And that'll be potentially trips to Jacksonville to go to the hospital to meet with surgeons and other facility management people with the dialysis unit and things of that nature. So I'll keep you posted on that. But from a encouragement perspective, I am encouraged because I am a little lighter, so that helps a lot. I feel better. I'm moving a lot better. I've got other aches and pains, but I am doing what I need to do to continue to feel as good as I can. My blood sugar and stays at a controllable rate. I'm taking my medication. And I'm doing everything that I can to definitely get on the transplant list. I also have another surgery where I will be removing the parathyroids in my neck. Which hopefully will help to reduce the parathyroid lab that I get every week in dialysis that says I'm going to die. That lab has never been good in the almost 8 years that I've been on dialysis. 2017, it's always been incredibly high. I have taken all of the calcium acetate, Velphoro. I even had another one that they had me on that was supposed to help that just made me sick. But I've done everything that I can do with that. I've gotten it as low as I think I can humanly possibly get it. So I met with a surgeon a couple weeks ago. He sent me for a scan. I met with him yesterday. And he said that I have enlarged parathyroids, which means he'll have to remove 3.5 of the 4 that I have. And the fourth one will allow me to continue to utilize whatever the parathyroid does. It's a tricky thing because there's another surgery. I'm not a big fan of surgeries, although I have had enough of them in my lifetime, my short few years, especially since going on dialysis. But we're going to move forward and be positive, and I'm going to get the scan done as soon as I can get it set up, and then we'll see where we go from there. The surgeon seems optimistic. Of course, if I was going to make money off of it, I guess I'd be optimistic as well. But I am still encouraged that it'll be a quick in and out one day surgery. So I won't have to stay overnight or anything like that. So I'm very excited about that part of it. I'll get a good nap as they put the mask over my face to put me to sleep. But I am encouraged that I'm moving in the right direction. I have some information on the weight loss clinic at Advent Health, so I am going to go into that after my parathyroid surgery. And the reason why is because I think if I actually do reapply to Advent Health and I've gotten that surgery, that may help my chances. I'm not sure yet. I'm still researching it because I don't want to do a stomach stapling, stomach cutting. I don't know. I don't want to do any of that if I can avoid it. So, but after I get my parathyroid, I'll start to hit the points that they want me to hit to see if that's something that I want to do. I've done the tummy scan and all that kind of stuff, so it shouldn't take a long time to get done once I do all the other stuff. So, but to those of you who are struggling on dialysis, let me just say to you, I don't know how any of you feel. I don't know what any of you are going through. But please continue to be encouraged that there is an opportunity out here for you. You just have to find it. It might not be a transplant. It might be a different clinic. It might be a different form of dialysis. It might be doing it at home. There's so many opportunities out here that we don't take it. Always don't take advantage of sometimes. We always don't. We tend to get stuck in a pigeon, in a hole, and we don't move forward. We don't progress. We don't excel in our lives. Dialysis is just one thing that you have to do. It's a challenge. For some of us, it's more of a challenge because we've got other health conditions. For some of us, it's more of a challenge because it's a worse situation that we're living in. But we have to have the mentality to find our own success. It might not be a transplant. It might not be getting off dialysis. It might not be no longer needing this life-sustaining treatment every day or every 3 day, another day or what have you. But you live your life based on what you can achieve. And then you do better. I'm excited because I have something else to move to in terms of trying to achieve a goal. Dialysis has been an everyday challenge, but I am excited to work on the next phase of going into the transplanting, and I'm encouraged that something great is forthcoming. Once again, my name is Richard Covington. You've been listening to Dialysis Diaries. And I'm going to leave you with this. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Let's hope together. Have a good day.